This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
Green Bay's rookie wideout is dealing with a lingering shoulder injury and is considered day-to-day. Meanwhile, Philadelphia's Saquon Barkley is expected to be available for the team's game on Monday night after suffering a groin injury last week.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates, presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sports books, an injury ruins your whole football parlay, but not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Later in the hour, we'll have the Thursday touchdown. We will play some of Scott Boras and his limericks and nursery rhymes and cartoon references. Bizarre stuff. MSU football has to vacate some wins. Get to that here in a little bit. But we are thrilled to talk Lions and Eagles with Ross Tucker, our Odyssey NFL insider, Ross Tucker. Check out the Ross Tucker Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, Ross, we need you to be honest. Whatever you said to Philadelphia this week, you got to keep it the same with us. Don't pander to the Detroiters, all right?
Listen, I always call it the way I see it, regardless of what's going on, and that sometimes gets people upset with me. I don't care. I just go by what I see.
All right.
Perfect.
So what do you see with the Philadelphia Eagles? What's been the reason that their offense has been inconsistent?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think probably the biggest reason is that the offensive line hasn't played as well. You know, they've had guys in and out of the lineup, whether it's Landon Dickerson at left guard or Cam Jurgens at center, who was limited yesterday. So I guess there's a chance he comes back. I mean, they had four of their five starting offensive linemen were limited in practice yesterday. And so they've had guys in and out of the lineup. They've had guys moving positions. And even some of those guys like Dickerson and Jurgens, when they have been out there, clearly have not been 100%. So I thought, obviously, the Lions offense was offensive line was fantastic last year, but I still thought the Eagles had the best O-line in the league last year. They have not been that this year. I mean, they probably have not even been top 10. Maybe they have, but probably not top 5. I think that really changes things for them because as a result, they're not running it nearly as effectively. And most of the passing game stuff that they typically get is off of, you know, guys being wide open because teams are so worried about the run.
What do you make of the A.J. Brown drama?
Other than I'm so sick of it and I can't stand it. I mean, you guys know I do a lot of Philadelphia media because I call their preseason games on television. And it's, I mean, what is this, week 11? Five of the weeks, maybe, it feels like. About half of the weeks, at least, there's been some A.J. Brown drama about something he posted, something he said, whether or not he's practicing, whether or not he's playing in the game. You know, I understand that it is a very dependent position, and I recognize that by all accounts, the guys in the locker room love him and whatever, but I don't know. Maybe I'm just too old school. I'm just so sick of that being a topic of conversation every week. It's especially when they're winning. I mean, they're 7-2. You know, they played a really tough schedule. I much prefer when those things are handled internally. Talk with the coaches. Express your frustration. I don't really understand the whole mindset of having to tell the world. I mean, listen. I mean, I found out this latest thing happened Tuesday night. While it was 1:30 a.m. in the morning, he, I guess, was playing a video game with some guy, mm-hmm. and people watched them play a video game. Jim, you lost me at watching other people play a video game, okay? You lost me there, and then now I'm going to care what he says at 1:30 a.m. while he's playing Madden with some guy? I mean, I guess I'm officially an old guy now.
Welcome to the club. And let me ask you this, because obviously for the Lions, a lot of the conversation going into the season was the injury of the offensive line, where you don't have Zeitler, you don't have Frank Ragnow, and then it was also new offensive coordinator Ben Johnson now in Chicago, and John Morton is calling plays. But in Philly, it's been very much the same, where you've been talking about that offensive line, some new parts, some injuries. Kellen Moore is now the head coach down in New Orleans. What is the thought about Kevin Petullo and how he is managing this offense and the assets that he has?
So, you know, what's funny is I'm actually calling the game Sunday night for Westwood One. And John, I'm going to steal the comparison that you just made because it's amazing. It's so similar. It really is. Both of these teams have had offensive line issues with different guys in there and injuries and whatever. They both have new coordinators, which has been an issue as well. I mean, it's kind of wild. And these are obviously the teams that we all thought were going to play against each other and what I thought was going to be an epic NFC Championship game last year that didn't happen. And, you know, I told Petullo before the season started, John, he's in a no-win situation.
Right.
I mean, they were awesome last year. They won the Super Bowl. They brought back everybody except the right guard. But, the guy replacing the right guard's fine. So if it was anything other than fantastic, he was going to be the guy that got the blame. Mm-hmm. They can only go down pretty much from what they did last year, and that's been the case. And so most people are going to blame Petullo. You know, I mean, the game before this one, they ran for 275 yards, which is the most of any NFL team this year in their game against the Giants before the bye. So they have certainly had their moments. Hurts was fantastic the game before that against the Vikings. They definitely have been better as of late, but then it felt like Monday night against the Packers was a step back. I will say I think the Packers have a really good defense and that they deserve some credit. The flip side, the positive for the Eagles is that they have a bunch of guys that they got back on defense, and that defense, in particular the D-line, looked like it did on their Super Bowl run last year. And the addition of Jalen Phillips for a third-round pick, that guy was everywhere. I mean, 6 tackles, 7 quarterback pressures, recovered a fumble, tackle for loss. I mean, it seemed like that guy was already worth a third-round pick with just what he did Monday night.
Talking to Ross Tucker, Insider Calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. How about the Lions? Tune-up spot for them last week against the Commanders. New play caller, Dan Campbell with the reading glasses on. How big of a difference did that make?
Well, first of all, it's hard to know for sure because the Commanders' defense has been so bad as of late that, you know, how much of that was Campbell and the Lions' offense, how much of it was the Commanders' defense is just that bad. I got to tell you, Dan Campbell makes me feel better about the fact that I'm just a little bit when I go to a restaurant sometimes, I can't see it as well. Dan Campbell's the only person I've ever seen that still looks cool and tough and mean with readers on. I mean, it's unbelievable. So, and I love the fact too that They didn't tell anybody they were going to change play callers. Why would you, like the Browns last week told everybody Tommy Rees is going to be their new play caller. Why would you announce that? Why would you give anyone any heads up? Made a lot more sense to do what the Lions did. Obviously, 550 yards, so they were doing something right. But it did feel like they got more into that rhythm in that game with Campbell. Again, though, really hard to know how much of it was the Commanders. But I don't care what defense they're playing against. You know, I mean, you put up 550 yards of offense. You look the way the Lions did. It kind of felt like they got their groove back a little bit, which they're going to need Sunday night in Philly going against that defense.
So let me ask you a question here in regards to who's going to win or lose this game. Lions win if, and the same thing, Eagles win if this happens.
Well, I hate to be like the cliched guy with the turnovers, but I think the Eagles and Jalen Hurts figured out at some point, hey, you know what? We have better players than the other teams we go against for the most part. So if I just don't turn it over, we got a really good chance to win these games. It drives me nuts, some of the sacks that he takes. But he very, very rarely turns it over. They have an NFL low 4 turnovers this year. So I know it's a cliche, John, but if the Lions lose that battle, if they lose the turnover battle, it's going to be really hard to win. I mean, really, really hard to win. I also think if either team can run it effectively, that's probably the winning team. They're both going to try. Goodness knows the Packers and Eagles both tried all night Monday night to run it, and they weren't really able to do it. Those are the two that probably jump out to me the most is who takes better care of the football, and then can either team really get the run game going against the other one?
If you had to pick the game, who would you pick?
Yeah, so it's interesting because, you know, before the Eagles bye, I said they would split against the Packers and the Lions. And then I picked them to win a close game against the Packers. They did. I still think there's a pretty decent chance that they split these two games. But, man, playing at home, you know, with the way that defense looked, I'll take the Eagles in another close one, like 20-17. But wouldn't surprise me at all if they lost, especially with how good the Lions looked on Sunday. And the Eagles have a short week, you know, after playing a Monday night game. So I think it's 20-17. Could go either way. Probably comes down to coaching decision and one play late, just like we saw with the Eagles and the Packers Monday night.
So you obviously, when we played at Washington, we had to play a road game up in Philly, and we got treated a certain way. Any warnings or any heads up for Lions fans traveling to the link?
Yes, I feel very strongly about this. So, two things. First of all, and John, you know this, it's not nearly as bad as the Vet was.
Right.
So I grew up going to games at the Vet. When I tell you guys, half the time I was watching fights and people get beers dumped on them and altercations, like women pulling each other's hair in the 700 level. That was half the game when you went back in the 80s and the early 90s. It's not nearly that bad, but you still don't want to be the person wearing the Lions gear. I mean, you can do it. You're just setting yourself up. John, the first game I suited up with you was with the Redskins 2001, and it was at Philly. And my family already knew this, but I said, under no circumstances do you wear any Redskins gear whatsoever. And if you're, I know you want me to win, but don't even cheer loud. Like, just cheer. Keep it to yourself. You don't have to do that, but if you draw attention to yourself with the way that you act and wearing Lions gear, you're going to put yourself in a bad spot. And listen, some people like that. Some people want to take that chance. They want to roll that dice. I wouldn't do that. That wouldn't be my recommendation, but I guess it's up to you.
We are going to talk about this later with Lions fans because we know they love to travel. They're not bashful or shy about trying to take over stadiums. We know that's not going to happen in Philly, but we know Lions fans aren't shy. So, file it away.
You know what's funny, by the way? I don't know if it's a time zone thing, but, you know, Detroit people are pretty tough too, right?
Yeah.
You go further west, you get to, like, Vikings fans and Packers fans, they're like weirdly nice. They're the nicest people in the world. And they were, a couple years ago, the Vikings played the Eagles. No, when the Eagles went to the Super Bowl, the Vikings fans came to the NFC Championship game and they were all appalled by how they were treated. It's like, you know, Eagles fans would just say that those people are soft and make fun of them and laugh at them. The Vikings fans and Packers fans think that Eagles fans are boorish and horrible people. It's just different people, different parts of the country. But Detroit people are not like Packers and Lions. I mean, Packers and Vikings fans.
They're not wallflowers.
Yeah. No, we're gonna bring it.
All right, Ross. We'll talk to you next week. Good stuff.
Thanks, bud.
See you guys.
Ross Tucker. Check out his podcast. It's the Ross Tucker Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. It's 97.1.
Hey, Dr. B at Michigan Hair Restoration is celebrating 30 years of helping men across Southeast Michigan restore their hair and their confidence. He's helped thousands look younger, feel better, and get their confidence that they thought was gone for good. A board-certified plastic surgeon, Dr. Berkowitz is a true pioneer in modern hair restoration, and he's the only Detroit area physician offering both smart graft and neograft. Performed entirely by his own in-house medical team, there's no traveling techs, no assembly line, just precision, safety, and results that look completely natural. And because of our rare scheduling opening next week, Dr. B's making it possible to save thousands on select procedures, but only for those few available spots. Once they're filled, regular pricing returns. And this Thanksgiving, don't be a turkey. Skip the overseas gimmicks and trust your hair to a board-certified surgeon. The sooner you call, the more options you'll have, and the sooner you'll see results. Visit MichiganHairRestoration.com. That's MichiganHairRestoration.com, where your confidence grows back.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
.835, we got the Thursday touchdown. We got to get into a little bit of Scooble back-to-back Cy Young Awards. He spoke last night. Boris spoke yesterday. Spoke
in rhyme, in, I don't know.
Cartoon references? Yeah.
I liked how you put it earlier, that very Dr. Seussian.
Yeah, Dr. Seuss is Tarek Skubal's agent.
Yeah.
So we'll play a little bit of that coming up at 8:50, and then we'll get into Lions fans and their travel plans for Philadelphia this week. John, we should mention, more than mention, MSU.
Yeah.
Their football program. They're going to have vacated wins over three seasons. They're going to lose money, and they're going to lose some of the recruiting. They're going to have some limitations on their recruiting moving forward.
Some restrictions there.
Yeah, restrictions would be the good
word. I don't think I saw any scholarship reductions.
No. They'll be penalized $30,000 plus 1.5% of the football program's budget because of former staff members arranging and providing impermissible recruiting inducements and benefits for unofficial visits and those expenses. And reading this, it's $10,000 to six players that led to three ineligible players that should have been ineligible anyway.
Participating in the last 3 years.
In the last three seasons. Dan Wetzel, I thought, did a nice job summing this up. He says, I understand why this happened. MSU chose not to fight, perhaps to bolster a show cause firing of Mel Tucker. He adds, however, the fact that giving $10,000 to six players, MSU got stiffer penalties, including vacated wins, than Michigan and all of its various infractions. And two, among those vacated wins was the Central Michigan game where Connor Stallions was on the sideline. He says, ridiculous and kind of perfectly comical.
It is comical. And I don't like the vacated wins at all. It does. What does that do?
Right.
Those games were played. The results were there. And the NCAA has come out and said, you know, this isn't something that we're moving away from. And then they don't.
Yeah, I think they got a lousy deal in this.
Yeah. And then the other lesson comes out, and we've kind of always known this. And it's not just because of what we've gone through with Michigan over the last 5 years, or, you know, now with Michigan State. You got to fight it.
Yeah.
And I know everybody was all over Michigan. Hey, you know, just take it. Well, no, you fight it and you end up with better results. This is a perfect example.
The sweetest messed up irony of all of it is the fact that Connor Stallions was on the sideline cheating his balls off to help the Central Michigan Chippewas. And that game gets vacated for MSU.
Right.
Like, that is, I mean, comical is, I guess, a great way to put it by Wetzel.
And if, I mean, if Michigan State's just playing the you know, chess versus checkers in regards to, well, we want to make sure that we don't have to pay a penny to Mel Tucker. Well,
that might be, that's what Wetzel suspects. Because this is, it doesn't feel like the punishment fits the crime. I'm paying $10,000 to get some kids on campus. By the way, in the age now of NIL, it feels very silly that this is even an issue. But They stem it all the way back to Tucker, an institution, and he's a figurehead, right, and he should have known. These are the things we were saying about Harbaugh at Michigan.
Right, but then they also say that Tucker didn't know.
Right.
And yet he slapped with a three-year show cause. Now, I don't know that anybody's rushing to hire Mel Tucker. but, yeah, it just it seems silly, especially with the context of the Michigan State and Central Michigan game, and Michigan State has to vacate that win. Like, it's absolutely ridiculous.
Yes. Anyway, we got a lot to do today. Let's get to Heather with the news.
Well, this news is sponsored by Gardner White. On Wednesday, Dallas Cowboys coach Brian Schottenheimer addressed the passing of Marshawn Kneeland, basically saying that the team was heartbroken, that their hearts are heavy processing the death and the loss of a teammate and friend. And he also revealed that Nealon's girlfriend, Catalina, is actually pregnant with the couple's child. Mm. Oh, my gosh.
Now, did I read the Cowboys, whether the organization or some of the players, are going to try to help out financially here?
Oh, I would imagine so. Yeah. Well, I mean, without a doubt, they'll step
awful.
In. But just kind of another layer of sadness to the whole story. I mean, It's sadness, but joy at the same time, right? Like a pregnancy is exciting. It's a baby is great, and it's right. his baby. So he's living on through his child, which is great, but
he won't be there
right,
to be a part of the child's life.
But then it's
heartbreaking. Yeah, she's going to be raising him as of now alone. And,
right.
You know, I mean, we obviously, I experienced this when Sean Taylor was murdered.
Yeah, that's right.
And his girlfriend was pregnant at the time as well, mm-hmm. or had just had a baby. I can't remember now. But yeah, the team, the NFL should step in and help out.
Yeah.
There's plenty of funds.
Yes, without a doubt there are. A 42-year-old man from Warren is facing multiple felonies after reportedly threatening police and a judge. So according to authorities, a police scanner website contacted the Warren Police Department about messages it received that threatened specific individuals, including this Warren district judge and a specific Warren police officer. And the messages were pretty clear. One message reportedly said, "When this starts to happen, you'll know why." And it was accompanied by a photo of a person firing a gun basically into a police vehicle. So this guy, Andrew Roberts, has been charged with false report or threat of terrorism and using a computer to commit a crime. The MHSAA regional final football game between Harper Woods and Divine Child has been relocated to John Glenn High School in Westland following that shooting last week.
Yeah.
Remember last week, a 17-year-old was hit by a stray bullet following this fight that broke out at a game at Harper Woods High School. So according to officials, Harper Woods initially proposed keeping the game at the home field with a limited number or no fans in attendance. Right. However, the association opted for this neutral site, saying it would be able to provide safety precautions and allow more fans to attend the game. There has been some debate that sparked because of this, because while it is a neutral site, John Glenn is only about 7 miles away from Divine Child, but it's 30 miles away from Harper Woods. And it was going to be a game at Harper Woods is where it was originally scheduled. So it's pretty far for them and their fans, but the game remains scheduled for Saturday at 1 p.m.
Yeah. I hate it for those kids.
Yeah. John, hey, if you're looking to add a little something extra to your plate, which I'm sure you're not because you're a busy man, this could be for you. I saw this and I thought, you know what? This is right up John's alley.
All right.
Isle Royale is looking for volunteer moose watchers for next year for the 2026 season. So according to officials, there's going to be 4 expeditions, each 1 week long. So it's only a week on your schedule, you know, where a team of 4 to 6 will be guided through Isle Royale's wilderness searching for moose bones. But you're not really guided. It says guided, but you're out there on your own. You don't have a guide. You are the guide and your team. Like, you'll be with other people. It's going to be kind of a difficult, rugged hike. But the goal, they say, is really simple: to search for and collect moose bones from winter wolf kills and starved animals. And then they use that to gather information about the moose. Yeah. You need to be an experienced backpacker, but I think you can handle it, John. And if you want to sign up, you can go on there, the Isle Royale Wolves and Moose Project website. Sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, it sounds awesome.
Because I know you haven't been there.
I have not been.
It's on your list. It's on my list, too. Maybe not this, per se, but I definitely want to go and explore.
You guys haven't been to Isle Royale?
No.
Act like you have.
I haven't either, but I'm
right. Of course he hasn't.
No, because it's hard to get to, obviously, and it is definitely on the bucket list.
Are you sure you grew up here?
The thing that's cool about it is, like, I always, whenever I'm going walking through woods, right, I'm looking for sheds, you know, the antlers from the deers, and it's so much fun to do, to be up there and looking for moose bones. I think would be wildly entertaining and interesting.
And they say you just get to see the island in a way no one else has really explored, because you're going everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you're
and the thing that sets the thing that really when it stands out is the moose knuckles.
Okay, John. Thursday Touchdown is next. End of the hour, you'll hear from Tarek Skubal and his agent, Dr. Seuss. It's 97.1.
Hey, after a steamy summer, you got to be ready for that winter blast. And boy, we had it last weekend. Mastercraft Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Electrical will do a complete furnace checkup to make sure it's running properly, but most important, safely. Right now, it's only $79, and I made that call. They're on their way this week. That's $30 off the regular price, so call today because, hey, I already took a spot. Spots are filling up quickly. Don't forget, Mastercraft also does plumbing, electrical, and they install generators as well, all at discounted prices. So give them a call now. You can find more information on the web at mastercraftheating.com. That's mastercraftheating.com.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer, switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Congratulations to Tarek Skubal, back-to-back Cy Young Awards.
Mm-hmm.
Now what? We'll tell you what he had to say about his future. We'll play some audio from his agent, who sure sounds a lot like Dr. Seuss. And then we're going to get into Lions fans and whether or not they're going to be making the trek to Philadelphia. 9 o'clock hour. Tom and Celine, you want to start that conversation. You're on 97.1.
Hey, morning, guys. Love the show. Appreciate the call.
Thanks.
Yep. So I'm traveling with my wife to the game on Sunday. So I've been to the link before. I had a great time. No one really bothered me, you know, just some playful banter at the gates and whatnot. But, you know, all in all, this was 2019. We eked out a win against Wentz. But we weren't really a menacing team then, so I don't think the fan base really was overly cautious of us. But this time around does have me thinking, especially with the gear that I'm going to wear. I've been trying to keep an eye on the weather. At first I thought, well, I'll get away with my Salute to Service sweatshirt. It's kind of neutral, mm-hmm. Not really loud. But now it's looking like the weather might be a little cold in the evening, so I got one of those starter jackets from the 90s
yeah.
I'm going to wear. Now I'm a little, I don't know, you know, I'm not an obnoxious fan either. So, you know, we're pretty reserved. So I'm not doing anything stupid that's going to draw attention. But you're always kind of worried about that over-served Philly fan, 8 p.m. kickoff. You know, what are they going to do? What's their temperament going to be? So I have been a little nervous on, you know, what am I actually going to wear this game?
Yeah, when we had Ross Tucker on, he said, don't draw too much attention yeah. to yourself. And, John, I know you've played there. And
yeah.
you know what the fans there can be like. I mean, we've had people point out they threw snowballs at Santa Claus.
Yeah.
That legend lives on.
Yeah, it is. And I'm glad you looked that up. That was back in 1968.
Yeah, I thought it would have been like, you know, 80s or something.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a long time ago. It has definitely reached legend status. But yeah, they will attack Santa Claus. They will attack anyone or anything.
Ticket Tech says there's 10 of us going to the Eagles game, decked out head to toe in Lions gear. Die, Eagles, die.
There you go.
They're looking to mix it up. Because that's the thing, man. Lions fans, what's the point of going to a game if you can't go and be a fan?
Right.
Yeah. Now, we'll get into obnoxious fans and the Philly stuff and all that in the 9 o'clock hour. Tarek Skubal, Cy Young Award. Mm-hmm. Again. Numbers, even better than last year. There's no surprise. ERA was down. WHIP was down. Strikeouts up. Innings pitched up. Guy deserved it. He talked about his future, John. And then we'll play his agent's audio because, I mean, the Boris stuff is like bizarro world. But what Tarek Skubal had to say about his future, he said, a lot of it's out of my control. Obviously, contract extension stuff is a little different than the trade stuff. The trade stuff is out of my control. I've given everything I have to this organization. I want to be a Tiger for a very long time. But those things, the business side of the game, they're different. I don't get to write my own contracts in that sense. I'm going to do what I want to do and not really focus on any of the stuff. I've seen it. It's not going to impact how I go about my day-to-day. It's not going to impact how I attack my offseason and try to become the best version of myself coming to spring training next year. And he adds, it doesn't change that I love the city of Detroit, and hopefully I'm here. That's where I'm at with all of that. What did Scott Boras have to say?
This guy's a lunatic.
I feel bad for Scott Harris having to negotiate this guy. Because imagine, and to be clear, we don't know that Scott Harris has put like a real offer in front of Tarek Skubal. But if and when they do, to be met with a Hanna-Barbera character.
Right, yeah.
Dr. Seuss writing you limericks on the way back. Zoinks! Rut-row!
I do not like Green Gangs and Ham. Sam I am.
All the alliterations you could possibly want.
Oh, speaking of alliteration.
Yeah.
Oh, it gets better.
Pete Alonso is also a Boras client. Get a load of this.
My goodness.
This is the high-powered baseball agent. This
He's
is the kingmaker. He is a loon.
Oh, my goodness.
Imagine having to negotiate hundreds of millions of dollars with this individual.
With a child. I mean, it sounds like a child.
Yeah, you pull Jack aside. I'd rather negotiate with your son than Scott Boras.
Oh, my goodness. You don't always hear from... In fact, you almost never hear from agents, right? You hear from their henchmen planted stories.
Yeah.
But I expected so much more from Scott Boras in regards to, like... The amount of deals that he has done, the power that he wields, you thought that it would be this sharp, you know, just able, very articulate individual. And it's not.
He also described Alex Bregman leaving Boston as a Brexit. And he made a whole bunch of coffee puns with Beantown. Like, this is the high-powered agent that Scott Harris has to negotiate with.
Huh. Well, that's a new wrinkle.
I feel bad for Scott Harris. I really do.
Yeah. I wonder how those conversations go. Like, he's got to be, like, that's just for the media, right? He's a character at this point.
I John.
You want your agent to be a character?
No.
I mean,
Greg, you're making gestures.
He's doing it for this.
For us to talk about him.
You're talking.
You're welcome.
Okay. Yeah. He's a silly old man.
And I think he knows he's going to make a lot of money.
Well, sure he is.
I mean, he was performing there. That was completely prepared. He had thought out in advance. There's no way that was instantly coming to him in real time without some pre-thought.
Got to get it Scooby done. Heather, any news about a Tarek Barrack being built anywhere?
I haven't heard.
No traffic backups downtown?
Not that I've heard yet. I'll keep you posted.
Yeah, it would be problematic.
I was trying to think of... more alliterations I could use, but I can't come up with them.
Only he can.
Apparently.
All right. We'll mix in some feedback on that and then get into our bigger conversation about Lions fans headed to Philadelphia next. 97.1.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here.
Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.